It is the pre-match warm-up, the finishing line very much in sight. It's Ian Ryan, Mo Stewart, John Gibbons, Grace Maley. We will get a caller a little bit later on. It will be Paul Dehaney as we start to look ahead to Spurs and Anfield on Sunday. But Mo, the manager's done a press conference. I've seen clips, I've seen quotes. He was lively, to say the least. It's a little bit like, you know, when you're a kid, you're about to finish school for the very last time.
Yes.
And you turn up at home and you're disgraced because everything's been right on your shirt and you don't give a shit anymore because it's all over. A little bit like that, but different.
Absolutely.
He did not give a shit.
No, no, he'd taken all of his favourite games into school with him and he'd had a really good time. And yeah, I was kind of hoping we'd see this at this point in the season, and particularly after the way the last game ended, because it all did feel a little bit sad and sour. And I didn't want it to end that way for him. And I think the character he is, he kind of knew that we were all thinking that, and he wanted to come in there with the attitude of, no, this is all fine. We're all still happy. We're all still kind of enjoying each other's company. And I think we needed that for a reset. Obviously, we haven't been at home for a few games. So going into this last, one of the last home games under him, I think he wanted to kind of reset the energy. And I'm hoping that the same thing's been going on inside the building as well, because we really needed it.
More TNT chat than I imagined, John, in the press.
More than they imagined, I would have thought.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what to make of that. I think the Des Kelly thing still lingers within Jürgen. What did you make of the press conference, first of all? And in terms of where you are right now, having maybe had a week or so to reflect on the West Ham game, how's it all feeling? Because there's no doubt, and Jürgen does allude to this, it has ended in a way that many of us hoped it wouldn't. But sometimes seasons go that way.
Yeah. Yeah, we wanted the fairy tale ending, didn't we? And we wanted, you know, the narrative to be it's Jürgen's last season and we were going to win all four. But there's other football teams trying to win things as well. Or if not win things, then fight for survival and fight for their own things. And like you're saying, sometimes it doesn't work how you want to. I think the week off will be good for them. I think the clear week, I gathered they had a couple of days off after West Ham. Because my close personal friend Joe Gomez told me. So I gathered they had a couple of days off, and I think that was probably nice for them as well. And then to just sort of come here with new energy. And also, I think the fact that they've secured this Champions League space and place helps as well, because, I mean, it was more or less done on Sunday's result, but then it was completely confirmed on Thursday. Liverpool obviously tweeted out playing Champions League football next year. And I think that should help them in terms of just take the pressure off. If there was any lingering thing of, oh, we might actually finish fifth here, you know, if we don't turn our things, it's all sort of gone now. And I think having a home game really helps us sort of straight after that. And you just want a determination to enjoy it and to make the most of it. And you want them to show us a bit more fight on the pitch. And listen, if Jürgen started the fight early today, then I'm all for it, because if you know, if that's the general attitude, is we're going to fight for everything, we're going to fight everyone, including the broadcasters, then great, because that's when Liverpool are at the best.